Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Foreigner bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website you want to check out and subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. If you're a Republican, you want to know what he says. If you're a Democrat, you want to know what he's up to. Rich, thanks again for being here. Let's talk. We've been talking about the Dems. The Republicans. Let's talk about the Dems now. I'll remind you of what I said in the previous segment that I predicted that neither Bush nor Hillary would be the front runners at the end of 2015. I still say that. I still believe that about Hillary, because I believe she's the worst candidate in the world. In the history of candidates, she's the worst. And I'm not talking about, folks, I'm not talking about her policies. I mean, she is the worst politician in the world. And even though I know there are plenty of people out there, Rich, who will vote for her if she did something really horrible. She's got that kind of a following, but still, I think she's going to do something between now. Something's going to happen between now and the end of the year that's going to derail her, and that's dangerous for the Dems, isn't it?
Well, it is, because they don't. Unlike Republicans, who you don't have to like all the candidates, but almost all of them are qualified to be president of the United States.
Yeah,
I mean, again, some are stronger than others, but there's very few clinkers in there,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the Democrats, where the only serious challenge right now is a guy named Bernie Sanders,
and who's
a self-proclaimed socialist.
And who possibly could derail Hillary, but could never get elected.
That, exactly right. Because we live in Washington, D.C., and this is what we do for a living, somebody pointed out the other day that Republicans want Hillary to be the nominee because we've got the opposition research from on her going back to 1932.
Exactly.
Any work?
Yeah. It's already baked in the
loose leaf notebooks.
That's
we got
right.
it all.
And the videos are done too. By the way,
exactly.
All the quotes.
To be serious about it, though, there is a growing presumption, not just a suggestion, but a presumption that Joe Biden will now get into this race. And
yeah.
And one of the reasons is, and this is a good reason for people to kind of be skeptical about polls. There were two polls that came out in New Hampshire within one day of each other. In one poll, Hillary was 50. It was 52-24 or something. She was, 34 points, whatever that number is, ahead. In the other, she was only ahead of Bernie Sanders by 8 percentage points.
Right.
It was 43,
right.
30 something. So you can throw the dice and decide which one you think was the correct poll. But the fact is that 8 years ago, she was in the same position that, if she wants the nomination,
right.
It's hers. And a funny thing happened on the way to the west front of the Capitol.
Well, she was the presumptive nominee 8 years ago.
Yeah, that's
nine
what I'm
years
saying.
Ago, right?
That people were saying. In only one poll, even in Iowa, Iowa is much more conservative than on the Republican side and much more liberal on the Democratic side. It's a very bifurcated
right.
state. But, I mean, she's easily ahead there, but she's only at 50-52%. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not like she's got 65-70%. When those numbers come out, that's because they're national polls.
Right.
And guess what? People in California don't get to vote in the primaries, until way late in the game, I think next June. So,
although
people look at that, it doesn't have any effect on Iowa. Right?
Is the independent swath wider, going to be wider in 16 than it has been in the past?
Aren't
there more people self-identifying as not Democrat or not Republican?
That's a great question. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. The issue is, if these primaries go on for a while, people may want to sign up for one side or the other just so they can participate
mm-hmm.
in the primary.
Because mm-hmm.
in most states, not all, but in most states, you have to be a registered member of one
right.
party or the other
right.
to vote in that primary.
Yeah, that's right. But still... I just think I think Hillary and Bush need each other, don't you think?
Yeah, they do. They're pretty evenly matched on
because of the baggage. I mean, they've got
yeah.
The only way
but
to
here's,
get
th- here's the
ahead.
Thing about Biden. If Biden does get in, then that complicates Hillary's
in what way?
Mission very difficult because in order to attack Biden, you've got to attack the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. The Obama administration will not hesitate to fire back.
So which
and
Republican...
Hillary may risk losing the Obama coalition.
Which rich Republican is going to back Biden then, Rich?
Which Republican what?
Which rich Republican is going to back Biden to get him in?
All of them. They're all sending donations. As
Hey, Uncle Joe, here's some money. So what do you think? Is she going to be the nominee?
No, I don't think so. I think there'll be somebody else that gets in. And
yeah, I think you're
people
right.
People like Biden get in, so will other...
I think you're right.
They only have 18 governors to choose from, so that means...
Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, pal.
Rich Gavin, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.